Hey, what's up, you beautiful souls? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I'm Gio.
I'm Bart. Do you know what it even says on your shirt?
Collusion.
Collusion?
On my shirt?
Yeah.
What other shirt besides this?
All the Chinese characters, yeah.
These are what? It's a word?
Yeah, they're all Chinese characters.
Is it different Chinese characters?
No, it's the same thing, but it's like one's upside down, one's right side up. This is moon.
Really?
Yeah, it says moon, 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 moon.
What? That's so cool.
Yeah.
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 Damn, Chinese is so hard. Mandarin is hard.
Yeah.
I hear Cantonese is even harder.
Yeah, I think there's even more tones.
Yeah.
And then I heard, but the B.
Well, I think it's like 14 tones or 16 tones. That's amazing, right? Like how languages develop.
Do you ever study etymology, I think?
No, what is that?
It's the study of how languages came to be. So like,
no.
like, because all languages, they kind of have a root and they keep going.
I wasn't a loser. I had like a real, like really cool, like life, and I had friends.
Yeah, I'm not a loser either. I'm just smart.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just smart.
I didn't have any of that, nor am I fucking smart.
Oh, I'm just curious. Like for example, Portuguese and Spanish, very close. And then Italian might even be kind of close too.
What do you mean Portuguese and Spanish is very close? I don't understand any fucking Portuguese.
I mean, you're not smart enough to, but if you open your mind up, you could.
Well, it's not about opening up my mind.
But even like, you know, as a, you never even heard the similarities as a kid?
Portuguese is one of those that it's like, it's pretty hard. Portuguese is, it's like saying French to English. Like, well,
no,
not even, no,
that's
no, that's pretty,
wrong.
That's pretty wrong. Yes, that is wrong.
It's like, obviously the language is different, obviously. But when you start hearing the mechanisms behind the language,
it's Latin based. Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
oh shit, I can see why they were both from the
what
is it called, Iberian Peninsula or whatever. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, like Cantonese Vietnamese, very similar.
Is it
Japanese Korean? Very similar.
Oh, that is very similar. I didn't know Vietnamese and Cantonese was very similar.
Yeah, it has a,
but I can
like
hear just because I know
the tone, the way that things are expressed, like the old man, that's like fuck your mom, right? Like Cantonese is diole lomo.
Oh,
there's like a very, it's like a that kind of language.
I like hearing your dad when he speaks Cantonese.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it fits his texture of his voice.
Oh, it's all raspy sounding.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad actually has a really cool voice, but I think he's speaking Mandarin, it just sounds rough. Because I think, so I don't know shit about Mandarin or Cantonese. But the way he speaks Mandarin sounds like there's a thick Cantonese accent tied to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if I'm right
or
wrong. So it sounds rough.
Yeah.
Even like your mom, when she speaks Mandarin, hers doesn't sound like a stereotypical Mandarin that I would hear like on commercials or TV or like shows.
Yeah.
Hers sounds like it also has like a slight twang.
No, my mom's doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh.
Hers is like standard Mandarin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then what the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
But yeah, your dad's sounds rough.
I see.
But
oh,
I
going back to Portuguese.
Yeah.
Portuguese, like that's the beauty of the languages. You can hear it that Portuguese has Spanish and French influence.
That's probably why it said French. But yeah, I can hear it.
Right?
Yes. Like, bonjour, I love the way.
Like bonjour, right? Has a
yeah.
Z, and Portuguese has a
yeah.
Has that sound.
It's sexy.
It's z with the Spanish together.
Yeah.
So that's why like it's beautiful to go, oh, wow, like a lot of these cultures, how do they mingle? And it's almost like food.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, what the fuck? How come so many cultures have dumplings? And you start tracing and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, because of this. And it all goes back to whatever.
It all goes back to just fucking Chinese people, though.
Honestly?
Every time I hear anything in history, it's like they fucking discovered tomatoes and did all this shit. And it's like, well, the Chinese already did that shit.
The root, when you bring it, like all these nations.
Yeah.
When you bring it down to the root, there's literally like, I don't know, like two or three root cultures. Like
yeah.
You got Africa, you got China. I don't know what the white source is, but there's like
the Vikings, the what do they call the Caucasus?
Yeah, it could be some sort of Icelandic something.
Yeah.
But there's literally just like a few
is.
Of those that
yeah.
that slowly spread into like everything else.
Yeah. Because even if you look back to like a lot of like the natives of that specific land outside of like even Africa or like regions of Africa, they all look Asian. You
even
know?
The Africans look Asian to you?
No. I'll say it outside of some of the African countries.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They all look like a lot of like Latin American ones too. They go back to like the natives and they look Asian.
Oh yeah.
Taiwanese.
Yeah, yeah.
They are like the an Indian like Asian mix.
Yeah.
You know, or like Polynesian looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting, huh? Well, that was a complete side tangent from what I was going to ask you. What I was going to ask you was, when was the last time you were embarrassed?
Oh, my God.
Because I think on social media.
I actually fucking hate this question. You know that?
Really? Why?
Because I don't ever really have an answer. So either I'm embarrassed a lot for like stupid little things. Or I'm rarely embarrassed because, the things that I'm embarrassed about aren't like your stereotypical, like I ran into a pool and there was like this hot guy.
But that's fine.
Looking, you know?
And so I'll tell you the context of what I want to ask is, I think for like a lot of people, especially in the social media world, right? Everyone's putting their best foot forward. So it's so easy to assume how perfect people's lives are. Right. And that's where you kind of have like this like grass is greener kind of like sentiment that we live in. And then that's why people sometimes feel sad because we're like, man, everyone's life is like, how is this person living in fucking Ibiza every day? And then I'm just like stuck over here. Right. Yeah. But I'm like, man, like everyone's a human being.
Yeah.
Fucking you've seen how many times Biden has tripped and fell. It's like if he could trip and fall. That's the funniest face I've ever seen you make. Like I don't know where you're going with anything.
The
president
ever.
Can trip and fall. Everyone could trip and fall. Fucking the hottest girl.
Yeah,
hottest
but some people
dude.
Trip and fall on like fucking soft fucking silk carpet, and other people trip and fall on dog shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a different trip and fall.
Yeah, but we're all human. You know,
yeah.
We're all human, and we all experience human stuff.
Yeah.
Like
we all take a shit. We've all shat our underwear.
Yeah, like
is
we live next door to a celebrity. And then, like, literally the first week of us living here, I look over. I was like, oh, shit. The celebrity's picking up dog shit. Just like everybody else.
Very true.
You know? So I'm just
very
like, we all go through it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what are some things that, like, but obviously we don't post our embarrassments or whatever. But I think it's, like, a very relatable
Well, I think a lot of the shit that we do post is pretty embarrassing to a lot of people. to a lot of people.
Fine. When was the last time you were embarrassed then? Even if it's small or even if it's not a stereotypical thing, like, oh, I'm a fucking,
yeah,
I shit myself or whatever.
I think a lot of my embarrassment and shame comes from, like, my inability to, like, execute things or reach my goals, right? Like, if I can't articulate properly, right? Like, that's embarrassing to me.
So
like,
every
if
time you shoot a podcast.
A lot of the times I can't watch my own shit because I'm embarrassed of that.
The way you speak?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh.
You know, so like I'm more so embarrassed about my own personal growth.
Why are you embarrassed about that? Why are you so embarrassed?
No, just saying those are things that would, that, huh?
Why are you so embarrassed you can't talk good?
It's, well, you can't speak well.
Yeah, why can't you speak well? You're born here. You have no excuse.
All right, you motherfucking trash bucket. Chill out.
All right.
Chill pickle. God damn it, Tyga. But so that's where a lot of my embarrassment comes from. You know, if I'm not where I want to be, then I'm like embarrassed of that.
Yeah.
But like, I guess I was talking about shitting our pants. Like, you know, when I have to take shits in public, that's pretty embarrassing to me.
Really? When's the last time you took a shit in public?
The last time I saw my girlfriends and like my, you know, we had our little high school clique reunion.
Since then, you haven't had a shit incident or even a period or a tampon incident?
Haven't had a tampon period incident because over the years, I've mastered the leakages.
Yeah.
So I'm good there.
Yeah.
But no, I've shat after that. But that was on a hike. No one was around. It was just me and Tyka. And Tyka was like, ew, mom, why are you pooping?
After that?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I told you we were on this hike literally
two weeks ago
in Glendora. And I was like, this is where I took a shit. And it was like right around a bend. And I said a few minutes later, a lady and her kids walked by. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, that wasn't me.
You took a fat shit on a trail?
Yeah.
Like,
you know when we're going up and it's like on the side of a cliff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to take a shit.
Like a Tyson-sized shit?
It was kind of like, I don't know if it was Tyson-sized, but it was definitely half solid, half watery. Don't fucking judge me like you fucking.
Did you excuse yourself? Did you have Taika stand like away from you?
Yeah, I said, Taika, mama has to poop. I'm so sorry, dude.
Then you just left them unsupervised like that?
No, I was watching. I'm like, don't move. I'm like, stay right there. And he goes, ew, mom, are you pooping? And I was like, I'm sorry, son.
Me through it. What did you do? Did you pull it down your ankles?
So we were on this hike. And this hike is about like 3, maybe 3, 4 miles long. But it feels like it can be longer because most of the time, depending on the direction you start, how we started, it's more uphill. Mm-hmm. So like you go uphill and like the walkway in certain areas is literally like a couple feet wide.
Oh, it's one of those where it's like a sharp drop.
Yeah. So Taika and I couldn't walk. So we couldn't walk side by side. And he's just a little body, right?
Yeah.
So he had to either walk in front of me or like walk like slightly to the side of me, like away from the cliff. Mm. So we're like in the thick of it, right in the middle. And you know how sometimes I get those heavy shits out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what I ate.
Usually it's Korean barbecue or ice cream.
Yeah, it has to be like a rich, fatty thing that I eat. But I don't, or maybe it was like my morning poops and I had coffee and I just made the fucking dire mistake of drinking before a hike. So stupid. And like, so it must have been something I ate. So we're literally in the middle of like the peak of the hardest part of this hike. And Taika looks so cute. Like he's wearing like nice shorts, his little hat because it's a hot day.
Yeah.
He has his little hiking boots on. I don't know why you weren't there. Maybe you were filming or some shit.
Or maybe I'm probably back here with my dad.
No, we lived in Glendora still.
Oh, we lived in Glendora still?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So this Taika was little. Like 2 or something.
Yeah, he was younger.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck, I have to poop.
Yeah.
Like it's just that sinking feeling. And I'm like, fuck. So first it starts off with like the bubble guts a little bit.
Yeah.
And like, you could kind of, sometimes you can get away with it, the bubble guts, if it's more gassed and shit.
Yeah.
So if you fart here and there, like you can prolong the shit. Like sometimes if one fart might equate to 10 more minutes.
Yeah, you're just kind of releasing the pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe I farted a couple times and I was like, okay, cool, I feel good.
But those ones stink though.
Those are rough.
You smelled it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like.
Those are those pungent ones. You see why I'm not embarrassed? Like, look at this shit.
And they're kind of warm too.
It is warm, but it's not one of those where it's like, was that a shart? It was like definitely those hot.
Could Taika smell it? Like, whoa, mama.
Dude, sometimes I feel so bad because I'm tall, right?
Yeah.
5'11". This kid is like right. Well, he's a little bit taller now, but he was always at crotch, butt, whole area, like height.
Yeah.
Man, sometimes he would come on a hug and I just finished farting and I'm like, oh no, dude. But he would never said anything.
Oh.
I don't know if he just doesn't. Maybe he's just like, ugh. Or at that time, he was still in his own diapers where he's like, I always smell like this. Maybe. He's like, this is no different than what
I don't know what kids smell.
You know?
Yeah.
Now he's fucking very aware of like, did you just fart? Is that fart? Who farted?
Yeah.
Like he's all fucking fart police.
Yeah.
No, but at that time, peak of maybe it was even summertime, but it was fucking hot. So farted and I thought I was in the safe zone. And it's one of those where it's like, nah, bitch, you just rushed it. Like you just pushed it a little too far close or a little too close to the butthole. Now it needs to come out. And I'm like, no way. And I'm like thinking like, fuck, how am I going to wipe my ass? Because I like to travel with nothing. Like I'm a minimal traveler. I don't have purse. Like if I can leave my keys behind and just open my car with my phone, I'm just doing that.
Yeah, because usually I'm the one holding everything.
Shut the fuck up.
You're like,
what do I bring? Like, what is my daily carry stuff? Hold my
keys. Can you hold my keys? Can you hold my wallet?
Never.
And I don't even have a wallet.
My keys and my wallet are attached to one thing. You're always so exaggerated.
I'm always holding your shit. And I'm like, why don't you ever get anything with pockets?
Fuck off. You rarely hold my shit.
We just had a Bottle Brigade photo shoot and guess who's carrying your shit all fucking
day? Who was carrying
day?
Your shit too? What are you talking about?
I carry my own shit.
No, I only wanted you to carry my shit because we're in a sketchy ass area where I just didn't want someone to swipe my shit. I don't need you.
Yeah, you do. You literally can't live without me.
Sometimes. Anyway... So then, So
you don't have
like,
any napkins or anything?
Man. Yeah, I'm like trying to strategize because I'm like, I was in a vulnerable spot too. Like,
what was so vulnerable
if,
about it?
If like this was a castle or if this is my land and I'm getting attacked by the enemy, I have no sight of like what's coming from either end.
Oh.
You know, and it was one of
it
those.
It just curves one way and just curves the other way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So I'm like at the outside of the curb here.
Why'd
so
you choose that area to go
I
shit?
Wasn't trying to, but it's, I'm telling you, it was such a narrow walkway and I needed, so I'm looking for, I'm looking for coverage. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for so my own ass coverage, but also shit coverage, because this is just dirt.
We could just kick dirt at it.
I could, but it's not like a lot of loose dirt. It's just ground. Like, it's just like the hard dirt. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot I could kick on it. I'm looking to make sure, like, because above me, it's still like part of the trail. Below me, I think I'm fine. And I'm like, fuck, where do I hide? Like, it was such a vulnerable spot. So I'm like, fuck, man. Okay, well, I think this is fine. And I kind of looked around, and it's so quiet there that I'm like, okay, I think I can hear people coming. So I waited, and I hear nothing. And I'm like, all right, this is it. Pull down my pants.
To the ankles or to the knees?
To the ankles for sure. And it's one of those where you have to like pull it forward.
Yeah, because you don't want to shit on your stuff.
You don't want some splashing to happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's one of those where like you have to aim your butthole like parallel to the floor. Like it can't be in like, it has to be precise. Yeah. Like, you know, like the leveler?
Yeah.
Like that bubble has to be
in the middle.
Perfectly in the middle.
Yeah. While Taika's what, fucking just running around?
No, of course not, because it's this fucking narrow, steep hill that we're on.
So you told him not to move?
So I told him to, like...
Look at me?
Well, I'm just like, stand right there. I need to see you, dude. And he's like in disbelief that his mom now is just a fucking animal.
Yeah.
A fucking dog taking a shit. Well, he just couldn't believe it. He's like, Mom, what are you doing?
Was he going like, oh my God. Oh
yeah,
my.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, Mom, are you pooping? Mom, are you pooping? At this point, he's already potty trained too. And I was like, fuck, dude. I'm like, yeah, monkey, I have an emergency. Mom, okay, hold it. And I had to find like this like leaf. And I'm like, fuck, dude. Because in these parts, there's like poison ivy. And it's, yeah. Like, it's the wild.
Poison ivy, poison oak.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like a fucking, what is it called? Preserve, you know, where it's like maintained by people.
Yeah.
It's just if a tree falls, it's just chilling there. And now it's part of this landscape. Like no one's going to fucking scoop shit up.
Yeah.
So like I'm like grabbing a leaf and I'm going, fuck, how do I know that I'm not going to get a rash or like some fucking poison from this? And I'm like, fuck it. I don't know what to do. See, so I happens. Contemplated.
Oh, you wipe at the leaf?
Yeah. I contemplated a couple things.
To not even wipe?
One of those was that.
Okay.
But I fucking was wearing a stupid ass thong that now that I'm older, I hate thongs. We'll get into that
but
conversation
hot,
later.
Though.
They are hot, but who am I trying to impress? You?
Me?
No. So now I love fucking grandma underwear, but that's for another.
God, you're fucking old as fuck.
It's comfortable, dude.
Yeah, that's what an old person
you
would
wear,
say.
You wear a fucking thong if it's so sexy.
I wear sexy boxer briefs like every other Calvin Klein model.
Yeah, but they're not sexy.
Yeah, they are.
Fine. So yeah, so there's just so many strategic moves that I have to make at this point. So luckily, it was one of those, as soon as I get into position, it all comes out within seconds out of my system.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have to sit there. My butthole wasn't like dry heaving to get the last part out. You know what I mean? It's because sometimes it'll feel a little bit stuck. Like, no, it was like ready to fucking
shitting
rock and roll.
In nature,
feels
in
good.
In the full squat position.
It was amazing.
Actually feels really, really good.
I loved it.
It just smells so bad because it doesn't go into water where it just gets sealed.
Yes.
It goes on the floor and you're, God, this smells like shit.
Yeah, little shit. But your own shit is never like intolerable.
I mean, you kind of like it.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I didn't hate it.
But it still smells like shit.
Absolutely. It's disgusting. Like if it's someone else's shit, I'm like, ugh. And I'm about to throw up just thinking about it. But if it's my own shit, I'm like, oh, okay. I did have, I don't know, garlic sauce. I can smell it a little bit, like the garlic.
Disgusting, yeah.
Well, great, because you're thinking of my shit, but think of your own shit, and it's not that disgusting.
It is still disgusting. Did Taika smell it?
You know he has funny proportions right now?
Yeah.
So, like, our hand-to-face ratio is pretty similar.
Yeah.
Whereas Taika's is, like, my fist to my head. That's, like, his ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going, like... Not even fanning shit. And he's going, ooh, Fuchi, Mom, Fuchi.
With his little ass hands.
And I'll never forget it because his head's so massive compared to his fucking Fuchi. And he just, it's like his fucking idol became like diminished in seconds just watching me squat like a fucking Neanderthal.
And then what'd you do? Did you kick it? Did you?
Of course. Pour? So I was so polite that I didn't do it in the trail. So I like it was on the bend, on the outskirts of the bend, right?
Yeah.
And there was like this bush, so I was able to kind of tuck my ass into this bush.
Yeah.
Put it there, and then cover it up with like dead leaves and shit.
Yeah.
So it was like beautiful. So then I wiped with the fucking random ass leaf that I found and made sure it was still alive. Because you don't want that hard abrasive shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, I was done. I still had like moist butt. You know what I mean? Because it's not paper. It's not absorbent.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
So I'm like, fuck, I really got to change this fucking thong. It was rough. And then literally like a minute later, a lady and her kid walks by. And I'm like, fuck. Or like they started catching up to us.
Did they recognize it? Did they go, what was that smell? Did you smell that?
I don't know. I left the crime scene as quickly as I was able to cover it.
Yeah.
I bounced. I'm like, none of this happened. Tyka, stare into my pen. And I erased his memory. You know, like we just moved it. We moved on. We started living our life. And then like that's when a minute later they were like behind us. And I'm like, holy shit. So I played it off. Hey, what's going on? And then, worst case scenario, she calls me out on it. I'd be like, yeah, my poor son, he's not feeling too good. So I had a little scapegoat.
You wouldn't even have admitted it? Like, yeah, you know, when nature calls.
Nature calls. No, my poor baby. Like, he probably ate something bad.
They're going to be like, that's like straight up bag of brown marshmallows. There's no way that little guy.
He eats a lot.
I can't believe you just throw him on the bus.
Have
like
you
that.
Seen Tyka's shit? It's fucking massive,
dude. The first time I saw him shit in a toilet, I was like, how the fuck did this come out of you?
Exactly. And he doesn't even eat that much. Yeah. So, of course, it's believable, man.
Oh, fine. Probably eating all kinds of snacks.
He has some hefty shit. Or maybe it's just his pipes are really clean, that there's nothing staying in there. Whereas, like, our pipes over the years have built some gunk.
It's crazy that he's so young and he's shit outdoors. You've seen you shit outdoors. We've all peed outdoors together.
You haven't shat with him outdoors?
I don't think I've shat with him, but we've definitely like crossed streams in Hawaii multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's probably lucky. Like...
Tyke and I have crossed streams.
Yeah, it's probably like in his brain, it's like, this is what life is about.
It is, literally. Remember when we were looking for houses for your dad?
Yeah.
In that one retirement community? Oh, yeah. So we're with our realtor, Christina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And... was my mom? I think my mom was
your
with
mom
us
was
too.
Mom was there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
My
she
was
mom
like
was
maybe
with us.
Checking it out too, just She's, scoping it out the
right.
scene. Yeah.
Yeah. She was with us, and I think I always like to stay with my mom because you and your dad have to be together because he only speaks Chinese. You're translating, and this was specifically for your dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I think I'm letting you three, like Christina, you and her, do your own thing, and I think Tyka was playing with you guys in the backyard or something.
Yeah.
And then you guys come back in because I'm with my mom, and you're like, you're not going to believe what Tyka just did. And I could hear you guys going like, oh, no. Actually, I take that back. It was like, no, Tyka, wait. Because Christina's going, no. Poor Christina, man. And then I look and I see his little fucking ass cheeks.
Butt cheeks, yeah.
Yeah, pissing in the backyard of someone else's house that we're checking out.
Yeah, it's an open house.
Because at this time, I think we had just solidified him feeling comfortable to... not wear diapers anymore.
Yeah.
Or pull-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the way that we were potty training him was, one, keeping him naked, or like outside, we would just let him pee wherever he needed to pee. So he started equating, I have to pee, to just pee wherever you want, because that's what I do at home. So that's what I'm, that's just what we do.
Yeah.
We got to pee. We just pull our pants down. Fucking guy, dude. That's yeah. Kitty. I forgot about that. That shit came back.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Yeah, but I guess, yeah, me having to pee in public, or not even pee in public, but me having to do bathrooms in public, out in the open, not even like public restrooms, just like nature shits, and I'm not camping, that's pretty rough for me.
What's crazy is I think before, I think that might be the only thing I'm embarrassed about is like, fuck, I have to shit. Because it's one of those, like, if I usually can hold my shit pretty good, but if I need to shit, it's like, uh-oh, panic time.
What do you mean by you can hold your shit pretty good? Because we've ran a lot of red lights. Literally yesterday, we were on our regular walk. You had to run back home. Like, what are you, so, how are you holding, how long were you holding it prior to that then? Because it doesn't sound like you have a very big window.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I haven't had those urges that much. But now they're coming out of nowhere. Oh,
you think it's because you're eating better? Because before
it'd be like, oh yeah, I drink vodka and milk together, so like I'm gonna have some crazy shits later.
That's some throw. That's shitting out of your mouth.
Yeah, but like this, now it's just like my regular life, and maybe I mistimed my caffeine or something, and I've just had to have these like. So the other one was yesterday with you. I'm with you. I'm never embarrassed, right? Because you're my CUNY mama. So I was like, we're just walking back, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go. So I just started fucking running.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, see you later.
But as soon as I have that feeling, there's always a 1% thought of like, fuck, do I just gotta pull my pants down? Shit right here.
Really? Like yeah. Even yesterday you thought that?
Yeah, because I was just running, and I was like, fuck, I feel it. Oh, it was to the point where I'm like, it might just come out by itself. I'm not even pushing.
No.
Yeah.
Do you ever give up where you're like, this is it. This is the day that I shit in my fucking pants.
I've never given up.
I mean, don't give into that, but like, do you just admit it now where you're like, this is the day I shit on myself?
I always have that. I always have the
always.
I always have a prepare for the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. I'm just, it's going to fucking happen. But then
what places has that happened?
A lot of places.
Like where? Give me some.
I will. But I'm explaining to you my thought process though. Okay, fine. So there's a lot of places where I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to get, I'm just, today it could be the day. But I'm also in my mind, I'm a warrior. So I'm like, I'm never going to let that happen on my watch. So you know when you like, so for dudes, when they're about to come, you can either, I'm going to come, or I'm going to keep the stimulation going and it's just going to come on its own. Can girls do that?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So dudes can be like, all right, I'm going to fucking be active about this come and I'm just going to come right now. But I could also be passive about it and just let my body do what it wants to do. So when it comes to shitting, I feel the same way, right? I can fucking shit right now. I'm going to fucking push hard. It's going to shit. Or I'm going to be like, I'm going to keep holding on to it. But if my body doesn't agree with me, it's just going to shit on its own. So I always just defer to that. And that's a very uncomfortable feeling. It's the same feeling as, you know, when you got to pee and you got to pinch it off. It's like the opposite of that.
Okay.
I mean, how hard is it for you to pee and then fucking go, I'm not going to pee right now?
Very hard. Right? Almost impossible.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. It's like the opposite of that.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're like, okay, I want to shit, but I'm just going to not even going to shit unless my body wants to do it. So I had that yesterday where I was fucking running back and I'm like, oh, fuck, I might just fucking shit on my shorts right now.
Wow, that was an emergency then.
Yeah, but I was able to make it inside. Thank God. The next one right before that was, I don't know if my body is good with sushi anymore. Because after the Bottle Brigade meet, me and Silent Mike and Nadine, we went to go eat sushi.
Where?
At Taihei.
Oh, okay.
And then
I thought you guys went again. And I was like,
No, it was at nighttime.
Okay.
So we ate sushi. And then afterwards, I was like, hey, guys, you guys want to go on for a walk? Because I got to go on a walk. And they're like, oh, sure, I want to walk with you. So we go around the neighborhood, around the park, whatever. And then on my way back, I was on the other side of the street. I was like, oh, fuck, I think I got a shit. And then they're like, oh, what are you going to do? And then you could tell that these guys aren't like regular shitters.
Emergency shitters.
Yeah, because they're like all polite and shit. They're like, oh, do you want to go to like the...
They just don't know how savage you are.
Yeah, they're like, you want to go to like the gas station right there or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, they're humans, baby.
And I was like, nah.
We're garbage.
I'm like, I'm going to go into that restaurant that they just saw me at right now. And they're like,
fair.
And they're like, wait, but we're not eating there anymore. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
They said that? Yeah. That doesn't matter.
I guess they're like,
I already gave you my money. I have access to your fucking bathroom. But
you also left.
But I gave you my money. I still that's own true. It.
So that's how I feel too. So I'm glad we're in the same religion. Good. So I was like, you know what?
You saw me pay.
Yeah. So I was like, they don't recognize this face. So I just sprinted across the street. I was just fucking running. And you know, there's that like cute little Japanese security guard. Hello. He's just looking at me running across the street. I go, I'm going to use the bathroom. He goes, okay.
Oh, so he got it.
I go in the bathroom. He got it. And then I fucking shit. And it just felt so good. And those are two recent times that it just fucking hit me.
That's me.
Out of nowhere.
All the time. I don't know why I have that. Do I have like IBS? But that's me like all the time.
Usually I don't have that because I take my caffeine in the mornings and I don't like to leave the house until I've pooped already. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get to time it sometimes. It really is dependent on my body. But now that I'm taking a lot of supplementation, like, you know, every day I take all my barbell subs. I'm not even trying to be fucking pluggy plugs.
Yeah.
But like, I love our subs.
Yeah.
That like now I'm pooping regularly.
Oh, sick.
Solid. I don't have to run and fucking have the emergency. But prior to taking my subs, it was rough, man. Like I would just eat, and everyone in my family, everyone in our friend's circle knew that as soon as we finish our meal, within 5 minutes, Joe has to go poop.
Yeah.
So we couldn't have a good conversation, or I couldn't be part of the conversation because I'm like, sick. Okay, now we're all gonna relax. Oh God, I gotta go take a shit. It was always like that. Always like that. And I've had those moments where I'm like, fuck, man, today's the day I'm gonna shit myself. Even like in the bathroom, waiting for the fucking stall to free up, I'm like, fuck. I'm just standing there and I'm like, damn, this is how it goes down.
There's some times where I was like, I feel like I'm gonna grab the guy out of the stall, throw him out.
Oh, I never think of
that. Sometimes I'm like, motherfucker, this is way too long. I know you're on the phone and I wanna just kick the door open and grab him, throw him out.
I never think that. Really? I'm always like, I picture it like coming out of my fucking ass as I'm standing there and like spreading my butt cheeks open and going like, like slowly, like fucking chocolate fudge, just like running down my leg. And I'm like, this is it. And then I start justifying it, going like, okay, well, I think I can get away with it. Yeah, I might be stinky for a bit, but it won't seep through because I'm wearing like denim or whatever. Like I start strategizing like how I'm going to leave cover this area with shit pants.
Oh, the other time was when I was back here and my dad wanted to go eat. So I was like, oh, okay, like what can I fit in my diet still that my dad was still like? And then I'm like, oh, I'll go get some prime rib with them. So we went down to South Point because I got a really good slept on prime rib at the buffet.
For a very affordable price.
Very affordable price.
This podcast is brought to you by, just kidding.
And then I go there and of course I get the rarest of rare pieces because I love that.
Mm.
So both me and my dad are eating, having a good old time. And then,
does he like his steak rare too?
Yeah, he loves it like that. He's the one that taught me to get medium rare.
Oh, not my family. They're the opposite.
Asian, the way Asian dads explain things, he goes, you either get it medium rare or you're a fucking dumbass. So I'm, oh, okay, you get medium rare, you know?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to enjoy.
My family's a
this steak.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to get some fruits, you know, get some fiber going. And I don't know if like it was the steak that made me had to go
probably
poop,
the whole thing,
or the pineapple that had a little bit of brown on it.
Oh, Jesus but Christ.
But the pineapples were good. So I had a ton of those.
Like super sweet good?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I was driving back on the 15.
How far of a drive are we talking? Like a 10-minute drive, 20-minute drive?
Well, South Point. Back to here.
Yeah. What? How many minutes is that? Like 20?
Like 20 30? Minutes. 20 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm driving. And then I was like, oh, fuck, Dad, I think I got a shit.
How far into the drive?
Like 5 minutes in.
No.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck, I got a shit. And he goes, really? Like, how bad? I'm like, really bad.
Cute, really how bad?
Yeah, and then I was like, I'm going to drive different, okay? And he goes like, okay.
How cute.
I'm going like.
Buckle up, Dad. It's going to be a bumpy ride
I'm
home.
I'm going like 60 on local.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
Oh my dido, how do I make it Tokyo?
Yeah, and then I saw a gas station, but it's one of those fucking dumbass gas stations where it's right here, and then here's the center island.
Fuck off.
So you can't turn into it.
You have to go all
you
the way down.
You have to go and either go here and then turn in from that side, or you got to bust a U and make a right.
Every second.
Exactly.
Yes.
So as soon as I saw that stupid ass fucking island.
Did you drive
I
over
went,
it?
No, I went against traffic on this side.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I went.
It's an emergency.
Yeah. And my dad's like, whoa, what are you doing?
I told you, Dad. I'm driving different.
I'm going to drive.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. So I drove in there. Fucking whip the, you know when you go pull into a parking lot, I was like, fucking go in there, and I was like, I hope no one's using the public bathroom. I fucking run in, I spread my butt cheeks, and it was just like, like that. I'm like, oh, and the whole time, what the fuck?
Are you like holding on to the fucking walls? Your feet are up.
Yeah, I'm like, what's wrong with me? So I was like Googling at the same time. I'm like, prime rib, rare steak.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like a fucking like going off roading and shit.
What prompted for this Google search? Because that doesn't sound. Oh, you just thought you got like food poisoning?
No, I was just like, why? What? Why is it like that? Why does it happen like that?
Because like when I get those attacks, like.
I need answers. I don't get them that often. I need answers.
Maybe I just got used. I'm like, yeah, whatever. No, it's just my
body. I need answers.
What was the answer?
So in one of the things that I searched, if you eat meat too raw, you can get diarrhea. I forgot what, like, I don't know, amino acid or whatever it is, but yeah, it can have diarrhea. And both me and my dad got like 2 or 3 servings of prime rib. So it was a lot of rare meat.
What the fuck? Oh, did you guys do a buffet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's at the South Point Buffet. That's okay, what I'm saying. Okay, they got a really slept on prime rib at the buffet.
Got it.
Yeah, so I had both me and him had 2 or 3 servings.
Did your papa have diarrhea too?
Yeah, once he got home, he got lucky. Maybe because he's old, so his metabolism was slower. But he was like, damn, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. Because after I came home, I had to shit some more too. So I shit probably like 3 or 4 times. And then and I was like, cool, I'm going to go sleep. And in the morning, as my dad told me, damn, I shit like 3 times last night too.
How do you say shit in Mandarin?
I guess the kind of...
How did he say it?
大便.
大便? Why does that sound fucking familiar? It sounds like something else.
Well, 大便 means poop. I'm going to go poop. Like, but you wouldn't say it like... That's not the polite way to say it.
I see.
Yeah. Like that would be like saying, oh, I got to take a dump. You know, it's like that.
Yucky.
But then Mandarin is so fucking polite that even...
It's like poo-poo.
That even the... not polite way of saying it is called, you know what it literally means?
What?
Da means big. Bien means inconvenience.
Oh, wow.
So, I got to have a big inconvenience right now.
Oh, wow.
But even that is considered impolite.
How poetic.
Yeah. And then P is xiao bien, like little inconvenience.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So even that is still like.
That's cute how you have those moments with your pop. What a memorable moment.
Yeah. He fucking saw me go against traffic and I could just see his eyes go, holy fuck, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, there's been a lot of those times with my mom in the car. She already knows. She's one of those where she's like, you got to go poop now? And I'm like, no. Yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'm better now, but.
Yeah, and I wasn't embarrassed because he's my dad, you know.
Right, right, right. When was the last time you were embarrassed?
Oh, man.
Exactly, right? It's not an easy question.
Yeah.
You see, that's what you
but
did.
But I think
to
I
me.
Was a little bit embarrassed with Silent Mike when I had to poop
because
we're with Kyle and also Seabass, and I don't really know them.
Oh, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Oh, but yeah, I don't know them like that.
Because he's my homie.
But I'd also know they're tight with him. So for me, I was just like, you know, it is kind of weird when you're just walking with the group and you're like, I got a shit, and you just start sprinting.
I thought it was a guy thing. Like, I thought guys are just already naturally gross.
Yeah, but not that gross.
What? What do you mean not that gross? You guys are farting in each other's faces
when
laughing.
You're tight.
Oh, all right. Well, I never knew a guy to like.
Like, do you think your brother, if he's hanging out with like me and maybe if some of my friends for the first time, he'd be like, I got a shit and sprint a block?
Maybe not my brother, but
I know
a lot
of. You can watch him. You can see him sprinting a whole block.
Remember Alec? He'd fucking do that.
Yeah, yeah,
and
but
I
he's
think
not
most,
normal.
I think most guys are like that.
No, most guys do not want to be viewed in a vulnerable light. That's so vulnerable.
Is it? Shitting?
If imagine your brother.
Because it's fart and fucking dick jokes.
Imagine your brother needs to fart or yeah. needs to shit. And he starts running. And I play defense in front of him. I don't let him go. He's going to be worried. He's going to be fucking worried.
Isn't that a guy thing?
What do you mean? Playing defense?
To fuck around.
No, I mean it. That's what I'm saying. It's so vulnerable that at that moment when I'm running across the street, my life isn't in my hands.
I see.
They were nice enough to not play defense with
Got
me.
Got it. Okay.
But if they wanted to, I'll do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you in the bathroom until you give me $100. I'm like, fuck it. Just here's $100. I don't care.
That's all I got to do. Okay.
Right? That's a vulnerable state when you're fucking sprinting across the street like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was embarrassed because it is being is a
were
very
you in your Crocs?
Yeah.
Oh god, you're so fucking whack.
Why?
Because those Crocs are fucking, they're so geeky looking, dude.
They're sick.
And then I could hear
you're the one
fucking...
that told me to get Crocs.
No, I didn't.
You got Crocs.
Yeah, that's me because I'm cool.
I'm cool.
I don't
too.
Even wear them now.
I am cool.
No, I didn't tell you to get... You got them because you wanted to match with Tyka because Tyka looks so cute.
And that's fucking cute.
It looks really cute. But the way yours... Like, I think because you're so dense and heavy.
Yeah.
Like, yours start... Like, I just feel bad for those Crocs because they get fucking smushed.
Oh.
Smushed. Then I can hear, like, your sticky feet inside of them.
Yeah, so I was kind of embarrassed a little bit.
You should be. You were wearing Crocs and running across the street.
Sprinting across the street, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, the time I thought I was going to shit myself... not on the hike, but after seeing my girlfriends, I was gonna poop in like, so I always like to keep a trash can or like a little trash bin? Box bin, yeah,
yeah,
in my car, yeah, because I mean fucking mom life,
yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I'm strategizing again. I'm like, I think I'm just gonna have to shit in there and hope that there's no holes in the fucking little bucket. And then I was down to like drive with it back home. How stupid is that? I should just thrown it away.
I would have found the nearest dumpster and tossed it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do that. I ended up just shitting in front of my car on the floor in a fucking open parking lot, hoping that nobody saw anything. And I was like searching, like looking up in the ceiling and going like, fuck, are there any cameras here? Because holy fuck, you guys are going to about to get fucking choked.
Were you embarrassed by yourself?
Yeah, because I looked cute too.
Oh.
I was wearing like this cute little skirt. Yeah. Oh, it wasn't little. Like it was like a longer skirt.
Pencil skirt.
Yeah, but I looked very feminine. You know what I mean? Like I didn't just finish training where it's like, oh, it's expected she looks fucking trashy. Yeah. Like, of course, trashy looking people do trashy things. No, I looked very refined. You know?
Yeah.
I looked classy. I look like I don't shit. I look like a female that has never shot in her life.
You do look very pretty.
Well, at that time. I thank see. You though. But at that time, I look like I don't produce, my body doesn't produce those foul things.
Yeah.
You know? And then for me to have to pick that up, and that was very shaming, you know? I was like such a beautiful silk. I can't even look at the skirt anymore.
You can't wear it no more?
Because I think of that. When have you seen me wear it?
Oh, that's true. That's a nice skirt too.
It's a very nice skirt. And I think about it and I'm like, oh. Yeah.
One day, I would like to shit in nature. Like squat down, full squat, and scream while I'm shitty. Like, just like, ah! Like, I wonder how good that would feel.
Well, why not a grunt, right? Because grunting, you
no,
have
cause
to.
No, because I do that at home.
Because you're like, ah! So it's like the same muscle.
Yeah, but you do that at home. You're like,
But it's a, ah, right? Like, yeah. Do that now and like, you're already like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your sphincter
but
gets.
But I do that at home. I did it at home already.
But a scream, you have to get your sphincter gets tight.
Yeah, but I want to do it like a war cry, like a, ah! And just like let it all come out. I wonder if it like that's how we're supposed to do it.
Try it. I mean, we live right next to a fucking big ass hill, mountain or whatever you call that.
So on our next hike, we'll go to Red Rock.
Well, why do I gotta be there? I don't want
to
be there.
I have to share that experience with someone.
Vlog it.
What?
Vlog it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, but don't do a close-up. Maybe just, like, put it behind a rock, and it's just auditory. Like, it's just all no, audio.
No, it's... I'll probably side-vlog it, so you can't see my anus or my dick. But I think, like, that's probably one of the most freeing things you can do. Because you're just, like, you're, like, giving back to Mother Nature, you know, for all the good things
Mother Nature's
done to
like, bitch, I don't want that. I get shut on all day.
I know, but they want it. And then you let it all out, and then you get to like let some of the demons come out of your soul through the scream too. I think that'd be awesome because I've already shit in water.
Yeah, yeah. You want it out in the open.
And I've done that. And
you know what the best shit is?
What?
When you're stuck, like you know that stuck shit feeling. I can't believe this whole fucking podcast is about
when
shit.
When you're constipated.
Yeah. And like you just get stuck. You
I don't fucking hate constipation.
Right. And then you finally like because you go to the bathroom thinking like today's the day. Like,
I've never been constipated.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get constipated every month because of my period.
The
like
closest
right before I start.
I ever got constipated.
Yeah.
Is so I've never been constipated. But the closest I ever
How have
get.
You never been constipated. That's amazing.
Comes out awesome. I eat my veggies. So,
but you don't even eat veggies. That's the crazy part.
The closest I get is like this. I'm sitting on the toilet, and you know how usually it's like it comes out at the rate of your push.
Okay.
Right. So
like
if
a
you
soft
push
serve.
Hard, if you yeah, if you push hard, it yeah. comes out faster.
Because the soft serve machine.
If you push slow, then it comes out slower.
Yeah.
Right. But then there's times where you're pushing hard as fuck, and it's barely moving. You're like.
Yeah.
And then the constipation, it's almost as if like an alien is being born because you can almost feel like it's like, whoa, why is it stretching my fucking asshole? And I can almost hear my asshole ripping. Like it sounds like it's like, you know what? Like
you're
those,
missing fiber, dude. You need to fucking start
no,
taking
those
vegetables
like those,
in.
You know those alien birth sound effects where it's like...
Where like the foley is actually cabbage.
Yeah, and it's like, and I could just feel my fucking asshole, like, dilating bigger than it's ever been. Yeah, like that. Like that. And then I'm like, almost to the point where I feel like, is it going inside or outside? I don't even know.
Yeah.
And it comes out. And then I'm like, it's a diameter that I'm like, it's not, I don't think it's humanly possible. And then,
and then it goes,
no, that isn't, but it's like a big fucking solid thing. And then I look down and there's no wrinkles on it. It's just fucking smooth. That's the closest I ever get to constipation.
There's no wrinkles on it?
Not when it's one of those, because I think it's so fucking girthy that as it's coming out, it's like so packed that it's so smooth. There's no wrinkles.
That was one thing my mom observed about your dad. She goes, hey, is Bart's dad like okay? I'm like, why? She's like, he never eats any vegetables. I'm like, yeah, neither does Bart. And they're both fucking super healthy people. Like, they have regular shits all the goddamn time.
My dad eats vegetables.
What vegetable? All he's eating is dumplings.
Exactly.
There's almost no vegetable in
dumplings
that.
Dumplings are half veggies.
But the amount of veggie to the rate, like the ratio
read
is so.
Read all the bags. Pork and cabbage dumplings, or pork and chives dumplings, or whatever, and scallions. Like, they're literally half veggies.
Yeah, but these are like the smallest fucking, you need leafy green veggies, you need tomato, you need variation. Like, what you just named are fucking garnishes, bro.
No, they're all greens.
It's a fucking garnish.
They're all.
You said chives. I throw that at the end of the fucking dish when it's done.
Well, you could do it at the beginning too.
Yeah, but it's fucking small. It's just for flavor. It's not for anything else.
It's half veggies in there, trust me.
Dude, let's talk to a doctor. Doctors would be like, that's not enough. You should be having more veggies than carbs or fucking protein.
Maybe he does, and you just don't know. He might be eating fruits.
He doesn't eat fruits. I offer him fruits all the goddamn time, and he never eats it.
Oh.
He's just a healthy dude.
Yeah. Well, he's drinking that fucking herbal tea. There's probably whatever the fuck's in there.
Yeah, that's all he drinks, too.
Yeah, his fucking potions.
What did, like, regular drinks taste like to him? Because, you know, when you have had, like, a clean diet, and then you go to something that's way more processed, and it's just the flavors are just too robust, like too decadent. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just too rich.
I don't know. He's trying to be good. Like, he loves cheesecake, he told me. But he rarely eats it. Oh. He says cheesecake is one of his favorite things in the world.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just found that out, like, literally this year.
Oh, shit. When did he say that?
I think he went meal prep shopping with me.
Oh, and he saw it? And he was like, oh.
And I was like, he's like, oh, what's that you're getting? I'm like, oh, it kind of tastes like a cheesecake. And then he goes, oh, I love cheesecake. And he goes, oh, but I can't eat it. It's so bad for you.
Is there cheesecake in Asian cuisine? Like in Chinese food? Oh, he just somehow.
Because
that's why my mind was blown that he's never had an avocado. Because I'm like, oh, okay. So you just really stick to that thing.
Yeah.
But cheesecake is way more rare than an avocado.
Well, avocado is like a Spanish thing.
Yeah, but everyone uses avocado. More people are using avocado.
For who? Only Spanish things have avocados in it.
Salads have avocados.
Because it's Spanish.
It's not a Spanish salad. It's just a salad, and it's a fucking healthy fat.
And they throw that in there because of Spanish people.
Because cheesecake is so fucking.
When's the last time you saw an avocado in France?
I haven't been to France in a few years, all right? I don't know what they put in there.
Okay, when we go eat fucking shawarma and kebabs, how many avocados do you see?
They have it in the salad.
No, they don't?
I don't know. I'm trying to just remember, and they have like a tomato and cucumber salad.
Yeah.
And it feels like there's avocado. Like,
because
a
your Spanish side wants to throw it in there. Because
it's bomb.
There's no avocado in Cantonese food.
Well, you have to admit it sounds ridiculous that he likes cheesecake and not avocado.
It's not ridiculous. What? Because he's eaten American food before, and he's had cheesecake.
What's American food? It's a fucking smorgasbord of fucking all of these other cultures.
Now, but that's a recent thing.
Recent in how long, dude?
In like the last 5-10 years.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, you go to like a fucking Claim Jumpers, okay, in 1980. You tell me if there's avocado in their menu.
You said 10 years ago, dude.
I know.
We're in fucking 2020.
So I'm predating that. And
2020.
I'm going, yeah, you go to Claim Jumpers now, they probably have a Santa Fe salad or something.
Yeah, they've had that since like the fucking 80s, dude.
No. In 1980.
Okay, maybe like
you go to a Claim Jumpers. or even an IHOP, and I guarantee you there's no avocado. Now, yeah, they probably got the fucking Southwest skillet with the fucking avocado in there.
I don't know, but once we started getting into the fucking healthy food craze more than ever, avocado was a healthy fat and top of the fucking list. Okay? So your dad loves to watch fucking news, and this fucking news circulates everywhere. So I just thought he just interacted with avocados.
I don't even know if they sell avocados at 99 Ranch.
They absolutely do.
You want to bet?
No, because I'm not sure I've seen that.
See?
Well, I don't know. The fucking, I'm a better. I live in Vegas. It's fucking gamble. It's fucking dance.
Yeah, so I don't even think they have that. But cheesecake makes way more sense because that's international. You got cheesecakes at Asian bakeries.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, that's a good point. Fuck. All of this for that. You know what? I'm done. I'm done talking. We're out of here.
Okay.
What else you got to talk about shit?
Nah, that's it.
Thank God. I can't believe we just talked about shit for that long.
Well, because it's very primal.
Yeah, we all shit.
We all do. And as we get older, we give less fucks and we shit more.
Yes. I love it.
Taika doesn't really get embarrassed either, it seems like.
No.
Which is cuny because that makes me feel like we're really doing a good job of preserving his little childhood.
Yeah, it is cuny.
Because he doesn't seem like he's like embarrassed to tell us anything. He just tells us.
Yeah,
he's awesome. And we always support him.
Yeah, do you want a piece of him or the whole thing?
Yeah. You want a piece of me? You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me or the whole thing? It's like, damn, that's a good threat.
Yeah.
I don't want either one, fucking violent guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Big Cuny. This was fun.
Thank you.
And thank you guys so much for listening. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.